produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great, amazing day. Nurture by Natasha here with our Nurture by Natasha Radio. We greatly welcome you back here for another episode. And this week, this month, we're going to be talking about faith over fear in the midst. So many people deal with struggling with their faith as well as fear, which are both four-letter words that people struggle with so much. And wanted to just come in to share. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for today. Just thanking you, Lord God, for just being a vessel here on this grand, amazing day, Lord God. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to remove fear for those that have had fear that set in, Lord God. And definitely remove the thought of that faith of the mustard seed cannot work for them, Lord God. Lord, allow them to know that you sit high and you look low, Lord God. And you don't put anything in our path that we cannot handle, Lord God. And Lord, sometimes that it's just a test for us to see what great things that we can handle when you're ready to bring them our way. And Lord, just open up the minds and the ears and allow the people here to just hear just how great and amazing that you are as using me as a vessel here in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. So great, amazing day, y'all. I'm super excited to be here with you here on this great, fine, amazing day. And hopefully you are having a great, great, amazing day as well. And so oftentimes we allow fear to hold us back, right? Fear can also make us do some really, really funny things. In the book of John, Jesus miraculously restored the sight of a man who was blind. Now listen, I don't know about you, but if it was a man that was in our family or a woman that was in our family or maybe even a child that was in our family that was blind for a long time and it was restored, we instantly would rejoice in the midst of the things that would be going on in the midst of him just restoring it, right? And so we know that this is our son. We know that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth, and we are not of who have opened his eyes. And when you look into the book of John, chapter 9, verses 20 through 21, it tells you about the story of this blind man. Rather than rejoicing and prophets of the glory to God and the healing power that Christ gives us, many of us would be questioning our faith in the midst of like, yeah, right. How could he really, really see? In the midst of you hear so many people of things happening of like, that's not true. And that's a testament of having faith that he could see or, you know, in the midst. And so it was an incredible testimony that stood still and to allow many to see in the midst as his sight was restored. If you even think about another parable in the Bible of the lame man that could not walk and he just wanted to just, you know, just touch the hems of his garment. And to just, you know, and he came to Lazarus and told him to take up his bed and walk. And even in the midst of him doing so, it was there for everybody to see. Can you imagine how many people passed him along that road or along where he was in the midst? And no one bothered to even help him. But for Jesus to pass by and him to take up his bed where, you know, many, right? Many of us, we see different peddlers and different things in our city and in our country. And you just like, he's always here, or they're always here in the same location. We could just guarantee that they're going to be there. And you see the same thing over and over. But just to see someone that the state that you saw them in, they're no longer in. And oftentimes as Christians and as human beings, we can take upon and judge someone else, right? And I'm sure even in the person of the fear of, I can't stand up and walk, or I cannot see, or oh my goodness, I can see now. And fearful of what are the things that is to come before. And so we may think we'd react differently, but this response is sadly like many of us. We often allow the fear of others to affect when and how we share our faith. In the book of Proverbs, verses 29 and 25 says, "The fear of man brighten a snare, but who is putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." We get trapped when we're afraid of others. We do say or we do things that we ought not. And so to paraphrase it, the fear of humans' opinion disable us. Trusting in God's protects us from that. And so I'm so grateful that I trust the God that sits high and look low. And listen, we are all human, and oftentimes we have that fear, right? Because we are human, and fear really consumes us in the midst of, you know, we say we trust him and, you know, we believe, but it's still that inkling of fear. And some of us, we have more fear than others. And so even in the midst of when our testimonies is tested, have you ever said, I felt trapped, I was caught off guard, or I was afraid of what they would think? And as an answer to why we didn't speak up, why do we care so much about the opinions of others, when we read right in scripture that whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe? Listen, many of us, we can act foolishly when we let fear control us. Abraham is a great example of this when he asked his wife Sarah to lie for him in Genesis chapter 12 verse 12, because he was afraid of what others would do if he told the truth. When we choose fear over faith, the outcome is never good. It's never good, okay? Thankfully, Abraham checked his behavior and changed his ways, ultimately willing to move forward in his faith. And it's the same with us. Many of us, we are terrible liars in the midst of the things that we do. And so God can help us break out of that fear of trap. Out of that fear. And so when fear is holding us back, only God can help us break out of that. And so in the midst of doing so, if you read John chapter 9 verses 3, as a result, he was excommunicated. But what man meant for evil, God meant for good. And so many of us, we can look back over different things of our lives, depending upon our age and how much wisdom and things that we have accomplished along this journey so far. You can definitely see the testament of so many things that happen, even in this day and age, in the midst of things that, you know, people that didn't speak the truth about certain things, and how God turned it all around. And so Jesus heard that they had cast him out, right? Because back then they would cast people out. They would stone people and do all kinds of things for people just doing things that they felt that wasn't godly. But again, the Bible tells us, who are we to judge in the midst? And so in the midst, Jesus personally seeks us out in the midst, and he finds us When a child is afraid, he usually calls out for his mother or father to for comfort in the midst. And in the midst of it, you can think of, even if you have small children out there, when your children become fearful of maybe, you know, sleeping in their bed for the first time, they become fearful, fearful of going off to the bathroom and no one's taking them. And they're fearful of just, you know, being in darkness. That can be quite scary. And so we have to keep in mind that even as little children get, you know, fearful in the midst of the things, still as adults, we could be fearful of things as well. And so Jesus personally seeks us out in the midst of all the things that we're fearful of. And when we begin to, you know, look back over the things that we have gone through in life, we can definitely see that he is forever with us in the midst of the things that he can definitely help us through and manifest. And so we got to stop allowing fear to hold us back. Maybe it may be that new job or that new position that you know you're great at, right? But others can see the greatness that is in you, but you just can't see it for yourself. You're too afraid that it may require you to go back to school and to take the time to cultivate your brain in the midst to expand a little bit more in the things that's holding you back. And so take a moment to think about, what are you afraid of? What is consuming your thoughts, holding you back from moving forward into a certain area of your life that you have been struggling with? We all struggle with something, but it's a matter of living in that what if place. And as years and years go on, you say, hey, what if I would have just accomplished this? And listen, even in the midst, you're never too old to accomplish whatever it is that you set out to do. Oftentimes, we just have to put fear on the shelf and allow faith to take over and know that, listen, if it keeps coming up in our thought pattern, that he didn't bring you here to just to leave you. And listen, we're all a vessel in some sort of way to be a blessing to someone. And so definitely take the time in the midst of doing so. And so the definition of fear, F. Webster says, is defined fear as an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger. Anxious concerns to be afraid of. The opposite of fear is boldness, confidence, bravery, courage, daring, fortitude, and gallantry. And so our job is to say yes and be obedient to God, whatever he asks. And even though sometimes on this journey, it can be fearful in the midst. But guess what? If you look at the footprints of the way that he carries us in the midst, and maybe seeing just that one footprint in the sand, that he still carries us and we're able to get through. The Bible is full of amazing examples of ordinary people that has done extraordinary things. And listen, it doesn't exempt us from the things. Moses even pleaded with God to pick someone else, telling God he had the wrong guy. David didn't seem like the likely fit to take on the mammoth of Goliath. How fearful could you thought that have been, right? Of David, this big, huge giant, and you want me to go in and fight him? Like, come on, you gotta be serious in reference to going in, right? What tools do I have in the midst of going in and taking down someone that's super bigger than me? But listen, God was there. The five daughters of Zelophehad were bold when asking Moses, and I think her name is Eleazar, the priest, for their God's portion of the land. And you can find that in Numbers chapter 27, verses 1 through 11. Nothing like this had been done before. And so listen, if things like this back in biblical time, and it was the first time it has been done, listen, it's a lot more work that God has here on earth for us to do. And I'm surely they were filled with so much fear. And in the midst of approaching the two men that their future was on the line, he had let fear be an impediment form asking their ability to provide for themselves. Would you have been limited and unpleasant? Their valor paid off in the midst. If you look at the different parables in the Bible of how their story paid off in the midst of them pushing beyond fear. And listen, I'm here to tell you that you can push beyond whatever it is that you set your mind out to be, to become, and even to do in the midst. And I'm speaking to myself as well as I, you know, speak these words to you. We know what happened to Jonah when he, you know, said no, right? Most of the biblical characters did not give a fearless yes to God. No one said, oh yeah, pick me, I'm in. Their yes was most likely filled with apprehensions and are you sure you have the right person? Even today, and some of the things that we do, we say, maybe when the pastor may ask you or your parents may ask you, me? Why me? Why not you and get my sister to do it? But listen, our Father sits high and he looks low and he know what we are capable of doing. He does not put no more on us than we can definitely bear. He nurtures us along the way with different tests that he does of just seeing, are we ready? And sometimes studying to show ourselves approving in the midst and just girding ourselves up. Studying to show ourselves approving. And listen, iron sharpens iron. And so listen, when we have these amazing leaders that pour into us, and sometimes many of us, listen, we can be very, you know, ornery in the midst of, I don't know why he asked me to do that because I'm not willing to do that. That seems so far-fetched. Listen, it's preparing you for something greater. And sometimes a lot of people see a lot of great things with inside of us that we really don't see inside of ourselves that we have been running for a very, very long time. If you take a listen at most pastors, most of them know that the calling is upon them at a very young age, but they run because it's not something that they feel that they can fill those shoes, right? Because being a pastor and or being an apostle or bishop, it is big shoes to fill. And so many of us, we stray from that because it's like, oh no, not me, not me. And so listen, definitely staying rooted in your Bible. He will send you the right help that will help you along the way. And sometimes even when it don't look like it's coming together, sometimes when the road seems a little bit rocky, we just have to keep pressing forward in the midst. Because listen, God is forever with us in the midst of doing so, in the midst of our fear. And so in the midst of doing so, when we become born again through relationship with Christ Jesus, we actually become recreated in Christ. And so whenever Jesus is, we are too. And so he is strong, and in him we are strong. And so in his courageous, we're courageous in him as well. And if he can conquer it, listen, I ain't saying we can walk on water, but with him, we can accomplish a whole lot of things with him in the midst. And definitely staying rooted in our Bibles is something that is super important in the midst, is the true key of definitely helping us to definitely to gain the things that we want in life. And so simply put fear in the opposite of faith. God wants us to walk by faith and Satan wants us to walk by fear. When we learn to live by faith and not let fear rule our lives, we can live a fulfilling, satisfying, peaceful, and joyful life in Christ. Like I said before, fear begins with a thought. Proverbs 23:7 tells us, as a man think in his heart, so is he. I like to say this, where the mind goes, the man follows. And so examine ourselves in the midst of when we feel that fear is setting in. Stop, have that telepathy prayer if you're in a position where you can't say a prayer out to him. He hears even the quietest prayers in the midst of helping us to cultivate ourselves along this journey. I love that the book of the Bibles are just, the book of the Bible is just so well put together that it helps us to find freedom in the midst of our fear, in the midst of our faith, in the midst of any trial or tribulations, good or bad, that we go through, that He's always there with us. I'm so grateful that our Father nurtures us in the midst of all the things. If rather He's chastising us, He's cultivating us in for our greater, into our greatness, beyond the fears that we have and doubts that we have for ourselves inside. And so listen, hopefully this has blessed you the way that it has blessed me in the midst of, you know, putting this together, and God definitely, you know, shining through and definitely helping me to put this out. This has been something that, you know, been talking about with friends and wanted to come in and just to share here with the Nurture by Natasha community. And so definitely get into Bible study, meditate on God and what He says about the things that we're able to recognize the fear in our lives that has been holding us back, and overcoming them by seeing yourself in Christ. Then you will find that you have whatever you need to do whatever it is that you want to create, do, or become. And so listen, my name is Natasha here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. So dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just allowing fear to be removed out of the way, Lord God. Lord, just allowing us to just walk through the path that you have for us and the journey that you have set out for us. Sometimes we don't even know what is around the corner and we stand still in the midst of being fearful. Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, for the ones that are under my voice, Lord God, to remove fear and remove doubt and allow them to know that if you brought them this far, Lord God, that you will not leave them or forsake them. And listen, to have that discernment spirit to knowing that when it's of you and when it's of thy own. And Lord, I ask all of these things in your name. Amen. And so listen, take some time to follow us on Facebook over at Nurture by Natasha, as well as on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in with us today. Have a great day and be blessed.
Turn it in your favor. Watch Him work it for your good. He's not done with what He started. He's not done until it's good. Let Him work it for your favor.
Who am I talking to tonight?
Watch Him turn it for your good. He's not done with what He started. 'Cause He's not done until it's good. So hello peace, hello joy, hello love, hello strength, hello hope, it's a new horizon. Hello peace, hello joy, hello love, hello strength, hello hope, it's a new horizon.
If you're ready for a breakthrough, you can open up and just receive. Cause what He's pouring out is nothing you've ever seen.
Hello, love. Hello, strength.
Somebody lift those hands tonight.
It's a new rise.
I need you to speak it over your own life tonight.
It's a new rise.
It's a new rise.
It's a new rise.
It's a new day for you, yeah.
It's a new rise.
Oh, it's here right now.
It's a new rise.
It's a new rise.
It's a new rise.
It's a new rise.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.